From your home for sports, and more lawn care, semi-live from a studio, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
And I'm Aaron.
Hey, man, welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah,
you too. Yeah, nice to talk sports.
Some people, I don't know, we don't know what happened last week. If anybody heard anything from you and your dad when he filled in for me, we don't know.
It was super fun. Me and my dad, Jay, who has a show on Wednesday evenings, playing favorites, was nice enough to come over and help me record this show on Wednesday evening.
I had a conflict. I could not be here.
And as a result, he was doing the recording. He's an amateur producer also. He may or may not have downloaded the show. We may or may not have listened to the actual recording on Friday morning. I was actually at work, didn't get a chance to hear.
I didn't either.
And no one's told me. So I'm going to assume it went just okay, at least.
at least
just okay. Nice to get some normalcy back. Nice to sense a routine here.
I'm worth my money?
Yeah, I would double it. I would double your wages every time you come in. You want to talk sport?
Sure.
Cool. How about, want to start football?
We can. It's all amping up.
We're going. The drumbeat is getting a little bit louder for the start.
Well, it started last Thursday.
Of the NFL season, because we had ourselves the Hall of Fame game. We kicked off. The Detroit Lions were playing in the opener, and they got throttled.
By the Chargers,
yep. Which as a NFC North fan, I do like to see any loss.
By everybody else.
Yeah. It's preseason, so you can't put a ton of stock, but their backups were playing. Hendon Hooker, who was a draft pick a couple of years ago.
He played?
He was the starter. He started for Detroit. He looked like a back. You know,
I've always liked him.
Me too.
Yeah. I was really
he
hoping
was
that
was out
year.
Of Tennessee. That was the guy you wanted the Vikings to draft very badly.
Yeah.
He's been hurt. Blew out a knee. He was a 25-year-old rookie. A lot of things going against him. He played. Do you know who else played?
Huh?
Guess who is the number two or number three quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers?
I don't know that one.
Trey Lance.
Oh, yes, I did know that one.
And Trey Lance.
Sounds like he looked good.
Former number three overall pick by the San Francisco 49ers, and quite possibly one of the worst draft picks in the history of the NFL.
Jamarcus Russell.
I mean, he at least played.
I wouldn't even call it that.
Trey Lance got drafted third out of some Dakota state for the 49ers. Didn't play, got hurt, didn't play,
I mean, that's a whole other topic of discussion because they're really good.
Yes.
At drafting and scouting and everything else. So they saw something.
They saw something in Trey Lance. It's not like no one else saw it, but he's now resurfaced. He's only 26 years old.
Yeah,
he's in the prime of, theoretical prime of his career. He looked really good as a backup in an opening preseason game.
That's, you know, you could always refer back to Baker and Sam Darnold, you know, for those resurgence.
Yeah. It does take a couple of years. And it does just take that one opportunity with the right coach. So as you can hear my voice, football's back.
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing NFL things. Big old time.
Big time.
Big times. Your Minnesota Vikings are playing this weekend,
yes.
I would assume.
Yes.
Do you have any idea who they might be playing this early in your preseason?
Not yet. I have not done that yet.
What are you looking forward to? The obvious.
Oh, they're playing the Texans.
Okay, that's a good young team.
That's a solid team.
So if you were, say, a Vikings fan.
I don't put stock into preseason.
Nothing. Like, you could watch J.J. McCarthy.
Who are you playing to?
If he's great, doesn't matter. If he's bad.
You're playing the second and thirds.
I do question when guys struggle in the preseason, however, especially at the quarterback position. It's a position where you're handed the playbook. You know your personnel.
Yeah.
You should, after a guy like, he's been studying the entire offs 2 years now. Year and a half where J.J. McCarthy should be successful. His preseason games where the script is there, the plays are there, they make it as easy as they can. If he does struggle.
It's not as easy as you can, but it is what it's going to be. And yeah, he should look good against the twos and threes.
Correct.
You know?
Because he's in theory a number one quarterback, yes.
But they're not, they don't show everything that they're going to do.
For the most part, most established starting quarterbacks in the NFL will make real brief appearances in the preseason.
Because if JJ is going to play, then that means you're number one O-line better be playing too to protect him.
Correct.
Because if he goes down,
in the preseason again. You're absolutely right. The risk. I mean, you might get a chance to see Kellen Mond again. I'm not. No. No.
Who Sam Howell.
Sam Howell. I keep forgetting. Yeah.
And they picked up the kid from Minnesota, I believe.
Oh. So
it's different. It's a different QB club. Maybe Rippon might be still there.
Oh, okay. So you're really, 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 all you're really hoping to get through for the Vikings quarterback room is stay healthy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Anybody. I mean.
Right. That's fair.
That's really all. Every team is going, can we stay healthy?
Yep.
You know, 17 games.
Which is why they've cut down, I believe eliminated things like two-a-day practices in the NFL. They've eliminated a lot of contact stuff in the preseason and in training camp, just trying to get these guys healthy enough to be able to play 17 games plus the playoff run. So there aren't any position groups that are really...
I mean, what you're looking for is the backups.
Sure.
You know, you're looking to see who's that undrafted free agent that they pick up that's, you know, acting like a star, like Ivan Pace Jr.
Yep, a couple of years ago, he ended up going from a nothing nobody to a starter for a team that won a dozen games. Yeah, yep.
So... Yeah, I'll be honest, I have not had time to really sit down to see who those free agent pickups were.
Right.
Who's saying what and what star is shining. So I haven't had time.
I'm looking forward with the Packers. There's a couple of real obvious spots for the Green Bay Packers that wide receiver. They have struggled the last couple, three, 5 years, lot of years since Devontae Adams left. They haven't had a number one wide receiver. And I don't know if that's an offensive scheme where you're just trying, the first guy that's open, you get him the ball. Not sure if it's a lack of talent on offense on the wide receiver room, but probably is.
One of the stats I heard either yesterday or today was Green Bay, one of the second top team for drops.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Horrible.
That was actually, Jalen Reed, who was their number one last year, ton of drops. Dontavius Wicks could hardly hold on to the ball. He seemed like he was open a ton because he's real big, real strong, real fast, but he was dropping the ball consistently. Yeah, no, I'm looking for a number one option to emerge from the offensive scheme.
Well, I mean, you take somebody number one or in the first round, it better be that guy.
It depends. If you're Minnesota, they've drafted Justin Jefferson in the first round as the number one. They drafted Jordan Addison a couple of years ago in the first round, and he's a number two. He's shown in Justin Jefferson's absence that he's not a star.
There's other things at play in that one.
Yeah, he's not very – he doesn't make the right choices off the field, means he can't get on the field.
He's also not going to be on the field for
three games this year. So if you're drafting a guy, wide receiver in the first round, you are definitely looking at a potential
– first or second number one, or number one, number two.
Yep. There's a reason why every other team in the Packers division and most other teams in football have spent in the last 20 years a first-round pick on a wide receiver. I can't name a – like every team in the NFC North has done it and has been
successful. Other than the Green Bay until this year.
Other than the Green Bay with this year. And I don't know if that means that Matthew Golden is a number one wide receiver. I mean, he played 3 years at Texas, put up really great numbers, ran the fastest 4.2, 4.40.
You never know until it's there.
But you're really, really hoping. Because I've watched a couple times, like Javon Walker was supposed to be that guy for Green Bay. Mm. Wasn't quite that guy.
You want me to go to the list on Minnesota Vikings?
I mean, the Minnesota Vikings have had incredible number one wide receivers throughout the years.
Oh, you also drafted some really.
Oh, yeah. I love just saying the word Troy Williamson.
Oh, that was the one in my head, too.
He was so fast.
Percy Harvin. Percy wasn't bad.
And he was also a late first round pick, 24th or so overall.
He had some flashes, but then he had some other issues.
You at least got to make the attempt. Cordell Patterson. I forgot about Cordell Patterson.
He's unemployed right now. He could go back to Minnesota.
Everybody needs a 35-year-old wide receiver who can only return kicks. So I'm looking forward to Green Bay's offense either taking that leap or kind of all of us realizing as fans, this is it. It didn't matter. I guess in my mind, I don't think Matthew Golden has a better year than, say, any of the Packers, Jalen Reed. I really don't. I don't think he's going to break out like Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. I think he's going to look a lot like Xavier Worthy last year for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Deep threat. Get about probably 35 to 40 catches this year, couple touchdowns. I don't expect a lot because I haven't seen a Packers receiver put up huge numbers since Devontae Adams. There just hasn't been a 100-catch guy. Maybe it's because he wasn't on the roster. Or So I'm really interested in that. And on the other side of the ball,
you got enough number ones over there on the defense.
You've got 8 number one picks on the defense, and yet their defense is the question mark. Yeah. It's amazing that you can get that many first-round picks on the defensive
the
line.
The fact that the
secondary,
that Green Bay has been able to kind of stay right there.
Sure.
I mean, if they, you know, aside from a couple of fumbles or interceptions in that first game last year against Philly, they would have won that game.
Absolutely would have.
But Philly was also kind of still getting back into the groove at that time. But, you know, they came off of that. Wasn't that the one San Francisco that they played?
Yes.
If they would have won, they would have gotten to the Super Bowl.
100%. Yes. They've been close with this.
But that's, I mean, after you lose, I hate giving them credit, but, you know.
Yes, you do.
You had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks because Aaron Rodgers is going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, one day.
Maybe not. Yeah. I'll laugh. Yeah. He will. But, to get you guys where you're at after this, you know, after Aaron Rodgers, you guys shoot him away, sent him away.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to keep that same level, I mean, that says a lot about coaching.
Scouting. You know, you're getting guys. Packers for a couple of years were the youngest team in the league. They went
still are almost.
And that's the thing, is they haven't signed any old free agents necessarily. They're still a young team. What they have is a lot of unknowns. For a team that I've been watching pretty much not change for the last 2 years.
Right.
You're talking about third and fourth year players where that's where the leap comes in. There's going to be guys on that, like Carrington Valentine, you know, very random names, right? Like Evan Williams, the safety, for guys who are going to make a leap that we don't know about. That to me makes the Packers, there's some mystery there. And I do like that they're.
Are you happy that Jair's not there?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. When your best player, like your best viewer ranking.
We don't have to get into the issues.
Man, Jair Alexander. Yes, it's great that
he's
gone.
That's the same grunt that I hear is, who's your head coach for?
It's Greg Gard. Everybody, Greg Gard's good now, so I'm okay with that. I like injuries are the hardest. Like injury-prone players make your team just impossible. It's so hard as if your best players are both also injury prone.
Love was injured. Love off is getting and on last year, wasn't he?
He's getting to that spot where, kind of like Dak Prescott in Dallas.
We're not talking about.
You're going to miss a couple of games. You're going to miss. He has. I don't know if it's because he's
trying too hard to get the big plays,
or maybe he believes in his athleticism a little more than he should, where he's holding. I don't know, but Jordan Love does take a number of hits that you didn't see Aaron Rodgers take, that you don't see Patrick Mahomes take, that you don't see
the good ones,
the great ones, because you'll see a guy like Joe Burrow take those and he'll miss 6 games. You can't be an injury prone quarterback. You also got to know when to throw it away. That was one thing that Aaron Rodgers was great at, was knowing how to throw the ball away.
Yeah.
He was very, very good about protecting the ball, about protecting himself, about availability. So I'm real interested for this Green Bay team for just on the speed guys on the outside.
Well, the last 2 seasons, slow start.
Sure.
Like, I think Jordan Love's interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
All happened like in the first 8 or 9 games, yep. And then that was it.
And then he has some streak where the Packers go 4-0 because Jordan Love threw 13 touchdowns and 1 interception.
And you guys make it into the playoffs and da-da-da-da-da, you know?
Yeah.
But it's those decisions.
Yes.
I think he's still trying, or at least so far up to this point, he's been trying to make those big plays, those, you know. He's trying to be Aaron Rodgers.
I don't believe that his ceiling is Aaron Rodgers. I don't believe he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. No. I don't think Jordan Love has I don't think he's better than a B-plus quarterback. We'll say at his best.
We could do the quarterback rankings next week.
Let's do it because we're getting into the regular season where they had Jordan Love listed as like a top 5, minimum top 10 quarterback. And I don't know why.
I don't either.
I watched.
People are obsessed with him.
There is something about that. 9-game stretch he had 2 years ago that people just want to say, hey, remember when?
Yeah.
And I do remember because
I haven't seen it.
Really. I haven't seen it since. Yeah. It's because I don't get to see it anymore. I just have to remember it. I still think that they're a team. I think both of our Vikings and Packers are still 10 to 13 win teams. Yep. I think that the Vikings, if they disappoint and they only say go 9-8 or 8-9, nobody's getting fired.
Nobody's getting fired no matter what.
But I 100%. I believe Kevin O'Connell has himself a longevity for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's got at a Mark McCarthy level of consistency to him where he's just going to keep churning out 10 wins, 12 wins every time.
I mean, if he takes us to the Super Bowl in the next 2 years.
Build a statue.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, they should, yeah. I mean, let's not pretend like he's going to win a Super Bowl for the Vikings. He's not. Hey,
just to go.
He's
got to win.
4 other times the Vikings have just gone to the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Bills, for going 4 times in a row.
Right, yeah, that covers for the Vikings' sins. That's nice.
Yeah, but. Yeah, I think, I mean, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, if the Packers shamble off to a 9-8 season, Matt LaFleur can go get fired.
He ain't going to.
I wouldn't mind. I get in that spot where...
Yeah, you say it, but it's never going to happen.
You need some change. You need 9-8 doesn't cut it. You hit a spot. Change is needed in the NFL. You really... gets a little stale. Things get a little routine.
Mike Tomlin?
You're not bringing new ideas to the table. Well, he's not Mike Tomlin. That's the thing. Matt LaFleur is a good coach. Yeah. Mike Tomlin is a great
coach.
That's
a different circumstance. That's a whole
different... That's all. For me, at least. So that's the beginning of the season. That's this weekend, right? What else happened this last when we
Hall of Fame?
The actual Hall of Fame.
Where you had a Packer and I had a Viking.
You had a Viking. And the guy for the Vikings, we'll start there, is my favorite Viking of all time.
It's up there.
For me, I love Jared Allen was his name. Yeah. He was for anybody who watched the Vikings in the early 2000s, late 90s sort of neighborhood, Jared Allen was he's a good old boy from Idaho. Wore a really sweet cowboy hat, was from
Tennessee,
Boise State.
Yeah.
And he came to the Vikings, and he was, if not the best defensive end in football, one of the absolute best defensive ends in football. Speed. He was a speed guy, but he was also plenty big.
Yep. He was smart. Yeah.
He knew what he was doing on some Vikings teams that were real good.
Yeah.
That featured a ton of actual talent. Jared Allen was the best player. And he was brash, and he was loud, and he would yell.
I loved it.
Games where he was yelling at Brett Favre made me so happy. That's that competition that you just love about sports.
I would consider him still that old school mentality.
Yeah, he would have done well in the 70s, and he would have been a Hall of Famer nowadays too. There's nothing about. I liked Jared Allen a lot, and I only really like about 5 Vikings players of all time. It's Chris Carter, it's Randy Moss, it's John Randall. And it's Gary Anderson.
See, for me, then it was like the Williams brothers.
Yeah, yeah, that was that same team though. That was a loaded roster.
Robert Smith for me was one of my favorites.
I like Anton Winfield.
Yeah,
I like as a secondary guy. Robert Smith was a great
Clyde Saucer.
You're right. No, I forgot. Man, you're gonna make me admit I liked some Vikings guys. Yeah. No, that was Jimmy Kleinsaucer out of one of the Dakotas, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And he came in, and he was a Minnesota boy, and he came in and played like he was a fan favorite too. Yeah. He was a Pro Bowl.
He's okay. Like Kuhn.
Yes, yeah, very same, much same, same, same neighborhood for Packer fans as John Kuhn.
You know.
So that'll be Jared Allen, got in the Hall of Fame. I watched his speech.
Oh yeah,
and it was cool. You know, all 4 of the guys who got into the Hall of Fame this year, which were Jared Allen.
Yep.
Eric Allen,
yep,
cornerback for the Chiefs, Raiders.
Yep.
Antonio Gates,
yep.
Real interesting story. Came out of played was the football.
Never played college.
He was a high school player of the year in football. Went in football. Went to Ohio State to try out for the football team. Didn't make it.
Yep.
Got cut. Went to Akron.
Something.
Somewhere. Played basketball.
Right. He didn't play football.
Was an All-American center, power forward. Tried out for the Chargers after and became a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
If not the most athletic tight end of all time.
Yeah, he's one of the top.
One of the most. The best. He was incredible to watch. I happen to really like a lot of those teams. Him and Doug Flutie. Really great. LaDainian Tomlinson. Antonio Gates is a Hall of Famer, but the Packer,
yeah.
Sterling Sharp.
Yeah, he deserved to go in.
Guy that I've talked about as one of the most underappreciated superstars of an era of forgotten Packer football.
If he didn't have that neck injury,
yeah,
he would have played years more, and he would have been there anyway.
His stats in his first 6 years were better than any wide receiver of that era. He was putting up Jerry Rice stats for about 5 or 6 years,
yep,
playing for quarterbacks like Don Majkowski, for coaches like Lindy Infante.
Yeah, yeah.
Really bad era of Packer of last football. Year was... Finally got Brett Favre in his last year and got a neck injury. And I thought it was a spinal injury. But
yeah, something. But I thought it was Majkowski's last year, and that following year they got Brett.
Yeah, no, you're right. He didn't play. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was Majkowski's last year.
Yeah.
Because he got shipped off or whatever.
Sterling, and he went in. Yes. So Sterling Sharp was, as a kid, the most exciting player on the Packers roster.
Yep.
The only talented player on that entire offensive field. If you were playing Tecmo Bowl video game from my youth, Sterling Sharp was a weapon and the only good player on that team. But his numbers got forgotten real quickly in an era where when he played, the passing numbers were pretty good. But since then, the passing numbers have just exploded, where all of his numbers that he put up got passed by guys like Herman Moore, got passed by guys like Andre Reed, got passed by nearly everybody, but he was on a Hall of Fame track.
Sure.
So a couple of years later, he's now in the Hall of Fame. That was really cool
to
see.
Which is cool because he's in there with his brother, is the only brother duo.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That one I did not know. I'm surprised I didn't know that. I don't know any other real fame. That's cool. I did not know that.
I mean, not yet.
Talking the Hall of Fame, who didn't make it in this year? There was one guy that I could have argued should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Who's that?
Eli Manning.
Oh.
Eli Manning was in his first year of Hall of Fame eligibility.
Well, because they're going to wait till next year, and then we'll have two sets of brothers.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but also it's kind of interesting. Next year, you know who else is eligible?
Breeze.
Belichick. Bill Belichick. Only reason that you could maybe make an argument for Eli Manning to make the Hall of Fame is he beat Bill Belichick twice in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He had a pretty average career. He had only a couple more touchdowns and interceptions. He had the same numbers equal to a Warren Moon. Well, Warren Moon made the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Warren Moon never made the Super Bowl.
Right.
Never made a conference championship. But Eli Manning he made three Pro Bowls, was never a first team or second team All Pro. Guys like Cam Newton made it in his place. Different. There's a lot of quarterbacks in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But Eli Manning did make it. There's a real good chance that he makes it in next year.
I'm telling you, that way they have headlines for next year.
Oh, is Peyton eligible next year too? Peyton Manning?
Isn't Peyton in already?
I thought Peyton Manning was in already. I thought it's been out for a couple. I can't remember who retired first out of the Manning brothers. But next year, you've got Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Eli Manning, Larry Fitzgerald, and Bill Belichick. So now you're starting to hit this modern spot of the NBA where it's going to be interesting for Bill Belichick, who clearly still wanted to be an NFL coach.
Yeah, Peyton was in 2021.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
So if Eli goes, it'll be the second pair of brothers.
Nice. I guess that'd be... Yeah. So that's our Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
And
You've got 5 minutes to talk about your Brewers?
We could.
Or we could talk about the Savannah Bananas.
I mean, let's go there first, because quite honestly, the Brewers have been so good, and I haven't had to talk about them.
Yeah.
And as soon as I start talking about them, something's going to happen. Brewers are the best team in baseball. Brewers have best starting pitching in baseball. The Brewers have the best defense in baseball. Brewers have the highest odds to make the World Series. They have the best 60-game stretch in the history of their franchise the other day. They've been sweeping everybody.
Yeah, let's talk about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, because
I want to talk about Minnesota and the fire sale that they got rid of everybody. So
you were telling me before we got on the air that you and your lovely wife watched on TV. What'd you watch?
I watched the Banana League, Savannah Bananas versus the Firefighters.
It was the New York Firefighters.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There wasn't much else on TV. It was Saturday.
Okay.
Later, I mean, you know.
Yes, I do know.
Late in the afternoon. My wife goes to me going, hey, because I was flipping the channel. She's like, hey, is that the Savannah Bananas? And I stopped, looked around, straight at her and go, what'd you say?
That's awesome. I wouldn't have guessed.
And I'm like, I've heard of it. I've never really had a chance to really sit down and watch a game.
Sure.
I'm not a big, I mean, I'm an average baseball fan.
Sure, yeah.
Twins are my team. Not right now.
No, they're everybody else's team. They sold everybody on that roster.
So I'm like, okay, you want to watch? She's like, I heard it's very entertaining. They've been selling out every game.
Yes.
She thought she heard for the next 2 years or 3 years.
They've been on a barnstorming stadium
tour. They only play on the weekends, like Friday, correct. Saturdays. Yes.
They're doing, man. Yeah.
It's like a football game.
It's a carnival barker, man. These are the Globetrotters, as far as I'm concerned.
It was fun to watch.
Whoa, baseball and fun to watch.
Hour and a half. Same.
Yes, quick.
Oh, they were just so quick, but they're entertained.
Team dances, you
know,
and
the being live with their guys in the outfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Flamboyant outfielders.
Yes, there's some interesting.
But it wasn't fussy. It's not uptight.
No.
It's strictly entertainment. Guys took it seriously sometimes.
Yes.
You know, they play hard.
Well, these are pro ball players. Yes.
They're in Camden Yards.
Oh,
so
at the Orioles Stadium. Yeah. Okay.
So they brought in as a guest,
mm-hmm.
Orioles catcher from like 2009 to 2016. A legend. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he played there. Everybody knows who he is. Well, he was up to bat. He hit a single and RBI, whatever. So that's my problem. You've got 2 minutes left. We got two and a half.
That's awesome. Way to go, us.
But I don't like baseball because it's long
mm-hmm.
and boring.
Yeah.
Even with the clock now.
Sure. And yes. Yeah, yeah.
The pace they're doing it, it's entertainment. And they're selling out.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Camden Yards is 45, 50,000.
It's a real-sized major league stadium, and they filled it with what is essentially a Broadway musical about baseball.
You know what the best
baseball.
Part about it was?
Yeah.
How to get your fans involved? As a fly ball gets caught by a fan.
He's out. Yes.
I was
yes.
like, oh.
Yeah. Next week, I think we have at some point in the last couple of years, we've talked about this bananas, but the rules really do. When you start breaking down the rules, you think, oh, I get it.
Like when you get four balls.
Yeah.
I think it's the rule is that ball has to touch all players on the field before.
Yeah, if you walk.
Yeah.
And listen, it's fascinating. And when you watch it in real time, you're like,
it goes so smooth and fast.
Yeah, it's fun.
We were watching and I was captivated. And next thing you know, an hour and a half later, they won.
Inning, yeah.
And I'm like, well, because that ending was actually a really good ending, if you remember it. It was really good. The walk-off home run,
oh,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, they've got a product. I like it. I want to try to go to see a game because I won't fall asleep watching it.
You would know if they come around here on their barnstorming tour.
St. Paul?
They're good. Really? Do you want to go?
Yeah.
You want to make a roadie on a Sunday,
they're literally
dude?
Sold out.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to go scalp tickets to the Bananas game.
Yes.
I'm going to look for some banana swag for you. Maybe some kind of the Savannah Bananas hat.
It's a family-friendly
show. I didn't say what I thought you were going to say. Thank you. You're welcome.
But no, it's cool. I encourage anybody to get a chance to watch it.
Okay.
Watch it because it's entertaining.
Wow.
30 seconds.
I cannot believe that you just shilled for Savannah Bananas. That's awesome. You are now a sports guy. That was I cannot believe that. Cool. Yeah, no, I like it
it's
too.
It's like me watching soccer.
If they could maybe put some fun chants and cool fan interaction, I could get you watching a soccer game.
Probably not.
And it really does tell you that some of these, all it does take, the right marketing.
Yeah.
It is interesting like that. Well, thanks everybody for letting me do this. This was a great show. You want to do this next week?
Sure.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye.